You're listening to The Opening Act, a weekly podcast that features artists you should be looking at, the up-and-comers of the country music scene. I'm your host, Dominic Gallen, and this week we're taking a listen to Waterloo Revival. Come on, slide on over just a little. We can let our lips meet up in a minute. This week is another special week, as it's the beginning of a new age for the podcast. Here's to my 200th episode, as Waterloo Revival is my 101st episode.
Oh, awesome.
The beginning of a new era.
It's the beginning of a new age. Here's to number 200, right?
I love it.
All right, well, where are you guys from originally?
We are both from, George and I both grew up in Austin, Texas originally. So grew up in Austin and started everything there, really. We were playing around 6th Street. In high school, actually, we met in middle school and formed our first band in high school, and we're playing all up and down 6th Street with, you know, X's on our hands because we weren't even old enough to get into the actual bars we were playing, and really everything sort of started from there.
What got you guys into music then? You were talking about how you guys were playing with X's on your hands, but what started before that?
I think it's impossible not to. Growing up in Austin, you know, there's so many legendary artists that got their start there, you know, Willie Nelson, George Strait, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and so you kind of just grow up with that in your blood. I met Cody in 6th grade when he was carrying around a guitar, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever. So I kind of bothered him until he started teaching me to play a little bit, and then we started writing songs together, and once you kind of get that bug and start playing live downtown Austin and everything, it's all downhill from there.
As for new music from Waterloo Revival, they just put out a brand new single titled What Guy Wouldn't.
We've been working hard, so we just released a new single to radio about a month ago called What Guy Wouldn't. And it's been probably the coolest feedback we've ever gotten from audiences, both live and hearing it on the radio and streaming it. We've been touring out with Toby Keith and doing some headlining stuff, and it's crazy, you know, to go to new markets where we've never played the song before and see people singing the words back to you. Mm-hmm. It's the most insane feeling in the world. So we're really excited about this song. We're really hoping this is the year we blow it all the way up. Come on, slide on over just a little. We
can let our lips meet up in a minute. If you'd like to catch Waterloo Revival while they're on the road, here's where you can find all of their tour dates.
You can get them on, so basically everything's linked, but our website, waterloorevival.com, has them. You can find, like, on Facebook, Waterloo Revival, our page has all our tour dates. There should be links to everything on Twitter also, but either one of those, Facebook or our website.
And if you happen to catch them on the road, here's what you could expect at one of their shows.
A party. High energy. You know, that's the reason we do this is because we love it. We love to have fun on stage. We love to engage with fans, and we love to bring energy. And we feel like we get that back from the audience. So, you know, we're looking to have a good time. We want to make somebody that's maybe having a tough week feel better. We want to make somebody that's looking for a party, give them the party they're looking for. So we love live shows. It's the entire reason we do this. It's our favorite thing to do. So we love it when fans come out and support too.
Waterloo Revival mentioned that they used to go on tour with Toby Keith. And knowing Toby Keith's record, I wanted to know what is the best behind-the-scenes story that the band remembers enjoying with their headliner, Toby Keith.
Well, I would say, honestly, our very first tour date that we did with Toby was July last year. It happened to be on his birthday. And so, to begin with, we didn't really know what to expect. It was our first time really playing with him. We didn't even know if we'd really get to see him much backstage. But I remember we saw him at catering. We found out it was his birthday. We played our show, and then once we packed everything up, everyone was like, hey, let's go hang out by Toby's bus. Because, you know, he travels with his bus, and his bus has its own little awning, and he has all this OU gear, like these camping chairs, a fire pit, a little rollout AstroTurf thing right next to his bus at every show. And so we all kind of camped out there and started having some drinks and all that. And sure enough, right around midnight, Toby comes strolling in and he has his acoustic guitar. And he's like, all right, boys, let's go onto the bus and let's see if you can actually hang. And we went up onto the bus, and it was us, Toby, all the dudes from SEAL Team 6, which was crazy intimidating to begin with, and then Toby and me and George, and there's also another guy out there, Post Malone, who happens to be, he was on tour with Justin Bieber at the time, but he was a diehard Toby Keith fan. So we all got on the bus, started
and Eric Pasley.
Oh yeah, and Eric Pasley. And we were sitting there for a second, like not knowing what world we were in. And then Toby just kept passing around a bottle of Jack Daniels, and we all drank entirely too much Jack, started passing the guitar around, and it was basically just doing a giant guitar pull slash whiskey pull with all these dudes on there. We were probably there till about 4 a.m.
So 30 minutes in, we're smoking cigars, drinking Jack Daniels, singing Should Have Been a Cowboy on acoustic guitar with Toby, SEAL Team 6, Post Malone, and Eric Pasley. And Cody and I are like, where the hell are we right now?
Yeah.
It's a great induction cool, in the country music scene.
Yeah. And then the funny thing is, the very next day, we rolled into the next venue. It was maybe 10 a.m. George and I could barely open our eyes in the sunlight. We had, you know, heads pounding, everything from that late night drinking. And Toby's out there with a cigar in his lawn chair with a cigar, and he's drinking a beer. And we're like, hey, how are you feeling, man? Like, we're struggling. And he just looked at us, and he's like, well, boys, this ain't a hobby.
There's
Toby. That's what we like to call it.
Yeah, Toby.
That's fantastic. I totally see Toby doing that too. He's seen, you know, there's no
he's
too
a machine,
early
man.
Drink for that guy.
Racing to the red light. Racing to the red light.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for doing this.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having us, Dominic.
I just want to thank Waterloo Revival for hanging out on this episode of the podcast, and thank you for listening each week. I'm Dominic Allen, and this has been your opening act.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm George.
I'm Cody.
We're Waterloo Revival, and this is our brand new single, What Guy Would.
I gotta ask. Don't see no ring on that finger, and I ain't got one either. Hope I ain't moving too fast, but can I get your number? I know I'm just another one in line for you. Caught up with the way your eyes be trading little looks of mine. Wonder if you know tonight, but I guess you got to work.